This is North Shore High School basketball on MSO News Sports. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell, and welcome to Marblehead High School, where tonight the Magicians are playing host to Lynn Classical. For Lynn Classical, they come in under veteran head coach Tom Grassa at 17 wins and 3 losses. Just one league loss. That was a close one and a tough one to Revere. Meanwhile, this Marblehead team has won 16 straight games under coach Mike Giardi. Most recently, they beat Swampscott last night. They beat Salem on Tuesday night. They're 17-2 overall and have no league losses this year. Tonight is their last league game in the Northeastern Conference. So you have the champions from the South Division, Marblehead, going up against the champions from the North Division, Lynn Classical. What a matchup this will be tonight. Contrasting styles, and just ahead, we'll be checking in with Marblehead head coach Mike Giardi. Just a note here, we hoped to have Tom Grassa on, the Lynn Classical coach. That team, their team arrived late. They had a bus issue, and they just got here a little while ago. Both teams are out taking their warm-ups now. What we'll do is take a quick break here. We're back with more with Coach Giardi just ahead here. It is senior night, too, here in Marblehead. So we have a lot happening, and we'll keep you posted on a number of different things happening throughout the night. So thanks so much for being with us here on MSO News Sports on this Friday night.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double-hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sarkisian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sarkisian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sarkisian Sportswear is the place to go.
You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
This is MSO News Sports. We're joined by Marblehead basketball coach Mike Giardi prior to their game tonight. And Mike, tonight's a huge game for you guys. Two teams, both first place in their divisions in the Northeastern Conference, and you guys haven't lost in the Northeastern Conference, so you guys have had a fabulous season.
You know, our kids have played very well together, played as a full team. You know, talent-wise, we may not be as good as a lot of other teams, but together we play just exceptionally well, and the kids have really stepped up this year and done all the little things that we've asked, and that's why, you know, we sit with the record that we do right now.
You guys have a really balanced team in the sense that you have size, you have skills, you have some speed and ball handling, you know, again, there might be better players on other teams. There's probably no doubt about that. But on the other hand, like you said, there's this seems to work what you've got going here.
Yeah, we have, as you said, a well-balanced team. We got a couple guys that can shoot, a couple guys that can handle, a couple big guys that do a real good job rebounding the ball inside. We have some guys that are slashers and stuff like that. And we found a way to make them all work together. And that's the big thing. And it's really those guys being able to do that, finding a niche, communicating, working together, and just doing a fantastic job.
And as you look at tonight's game, Mike, against Classical High School, I think you look at a team, I kind of harken back. I saw them play Everett, a number of weeks ago now. And Everett's a bigger team, but they didn't, they did well on the boards against that team because their guys were able to apparently, play very well under the boards, even though they were oversized, undersized.
Yeah, they're very athletic, very quick, and that's what they're going to rely on is using their quickness to try to get around and over our bigger guys. We got to make sure that we get bodies on people tonight. We're obviously going to try to force some tough shots on them. But the big thing, as you said, is don't give them a second chance at some shots. If we do that, we'll find ourselves in a lot of trouble tonight. And we got to make sure that we don't give up a lot of easy buckets. This is a team that can run really well. They get out in front. They've created a lot of turnovers and created a lot of steals and gotten some easy layups. So we got to make sure that we contain that as well.
Before I go to the starting lineup with you, Coach, any other thoughts on this game with the matchup here tonight?
No, I think it's just going to be a great basketball game, a great time of year to have this. I mean, both teams are getting ready for the tournament. These are teams that we could see each other down the road if we're both successful in the tournament. So I think this is a great, great warm-up for that MIAA tournament that's coming up.
Absolutely. All right, Coach Giardi, share with us your starting lineup for tonight's game against Lynn Classical.
Well, starting at center will be 00 Bo Millett. He's done a fantastic job for us this year, cleaning the glass, averaging almost 16 rebounds a game, just doing a fantastic job getting in there and really battling. He's one of our captains, as is Pat Bugler. Patty's our point guard, doing a great job running the point, averaging almost 5 assists a game right now, right around 10 points, doing a fantastic job of running our offense and running the show, so he's done a great job. At the off guard is Seamus Keeney. Seamus can play the one as well, which is nice because it frees some things up for Patrick. He can play the off guard at that point. Seamus doing a nice job. He wasn't in the starting lineup early on, but, when we lost Andy Clow, Seamus stepped in. We moved from a really big team to a little bit smaller, faster team. He's number 3 for us. Also, we have number 12, Justin Fea. Justin's done a fantastic job. He's really a defensive specialist for us, who can run the floor really well, does a great job containing. We usually try to match him up with the best offensive player or who we feel is the best offensive player. And then we have, of course, Derek Marino, who's just done a fantastic job. We made some adjustments in where we wanted him on the floor early in the year. Coach Timpson made some adjustments, worked with him a little bit, told him where he needed to be and how he needed to get in there. And his points per game has just elevated tremendously over the last few. So, it's going to be a challenge for all of us tonight. It's going to take a tremendous team effort if we're going to get after it against Lynn Classical tonight.
All right, Coach, good talking with you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Mike Giardi, head basketball coach at Marblehead High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features 2 separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern.
The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Badruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Badruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody, and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Badruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston. MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
Welcome back to Marblehead. I'm Bill Newell here, courtside or above courtside here at Marblehead, getting ready for tonight's big matchup here between Marblehead and Lynn Classical. Now, I know you overworked that phrase, a big game, gets overused so much, but we had a little post earlier today on our website with a question mark at the end of the phrase. Biggest game of the year in the Northeastern Conference here tonight? I would say so. Yeah, I would absolutely say so. You got the leaders from the North and the South meeting here tonight. You've got just one league loss between these two teams, and that a narrow loss by Classical to Revere, and Marblehead coming in here undefeated. Seniors were just introduced here. It is senior night in Marblehead. Coming up at the half, we'll hear from Andrew O'Neill. He is the athletic director at Marblehead High School. They have a little bit of coaching news, including the fact that Mike Giardi was, it was announced this week that he'll be taking over as baseball coach for Jason Tarasiewicz this coming spring. So Giardi would now add to his duties as also head basketball coach here at tonight's game. Offensive coordinator for the football team and as now baseball coach at Marblehead High School. Speaking of coaching, there's Tom Grassa is the veteran of Northeastern Conference boys basketball. He started and was an assistant coach for many years at Classical High School before taking over the program. Longtime coach for Lynn Classical High School, and so he's just watched his team get introduced. And now Marblehead is getting introduced as well. Looking around the North Shore, here are the other games taking place tonight. Lynn English at Swampscott, Beverly at Salem. That game started at 6:30 tonight. Somerville at Peabody, or I should say, scheduled to start at 6:30 tonight. I'm forgetting here that we were scheduled to start at 6 tonight, but due to some bus transportation issues for Lynn Classical, they arrived late, and Marblehead graciously allowing the team to have all the time that they need to get ready. So Beverly at Salem, tipping off in about 15 minutes at 6:30 tonight in Salem. Somerville is at Peabody. Bishop Fenwick at St. Mary's. Linfield at Newburyport. Amesbury at Ipswich, and Georgetown at Hamilton Wenham. In girls basketball, Marblehead is at Classical tonight. English at Medford. Newburyport at Linfield. Ipswich at Amesbury. Hamilton Wenham at Georgetown. Pentucket at Masconomet. St. Mary's at Bishop Fenwick. Chelsea at Lynn Tech. So it's Fenwick and St. Mary's matching up tonight in both girls and boys basketball. What we'll do is we have our national anthem right now. Thank you. to or very close to midcourt here at Marblehead with the Lynn Classical bench down directly below us. The Rams coming in here tonight with the green uniforms, the dark green uniforms, the light-colored numerals with a little bit of gold infused in those numerals. And then haven't used infused all year here, folks. And Marblehead with the home white uniforms with the black numbers with the red trim around the numbers. We have three officials for tonight's game. And it is a big one here tonight. Other events tonight, girls hockey, the Lynn Winthrop team is at Belmont in girls hockey. A lot of wrestling taking place this weekend. Women's college hockey, Salem State is at Endicott tonight. Listen to North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. Not sure if there'll be a show Monday night because it is President's Day and it's a school vacation week coming up. So those of you that are heading out on this weekend, have a great trip. Drive safely. And here, Lynn Classical will be getting ready to tip off. Lynn Classical will have Edwin Solis jumping the ball for them. He's a 6'2 junior. And Derek Marino will jump for Marblehead. Bo Millett out there as well. And we are ready to go here tonight from Marblehead. Marblehead headed to our left. And Lynn Classical going left to right on the radio dial. So, Jalen Johnson takes the tip in backcourt. Kicks a pass over in the left corner, down into the corner. Here is Solis, Edwin Solis with a three. No, the rebound is pulled down by Derek Marino. Big rebounding machine, Marino and Bo Millett. And they dish the ball off to Seamus Keeney up top. Keeney with a dribble up top. Let's see what he's looking at. Looks like a zone defense here by Classical High School. Marino left baseline coming in, swings in with a hook shot and nails it. Marino for 2 points for Marblehead. First basket. Here's a steal. Bugler. Layup. No. He got the shot adjusted by the Classical defense. Rams pull down the defensive board and they start up court. Dropping it off on the left for Edward Solis. Down left corner. A three. No. Rebound. Classicals. An offensive board. Ripped down there by Eric Solis. There are two Solises here on the team. Here's a shot. A spinning shot in the paint. Doesn't go and there's a foul on Marblehead. Committing the foul is Seamus Keeney. Going to the free throw line for Lynn Classical High School will be Daryl Rucker. Rucker in that lineup along with Jalen Johnson and Gilbert Manea for Classical High School. Free throw is good. He has two free throws, fouled in the act of shooting. Also in the lineup, Eric Solis, who we mentioned a moment ago. He's a 5'11 junior. Second free throw is a rounded out rebound. Derek Marino of Classical High School. Daryl Rucker with one free throw. Traveling violation on Marblehead. Backcourt pressure being applied by Jalen Johnson on Patrick Bugler. A Marblehead turnover. A Lynn Classical basketball underneath their own basket. Rams trail one here on the road. Early going. 2-1 our score. Marblehead leading. Inbounds pass goes to Rucker down in the corner. Whips it around left perimeter. Eric Solis down in the corner. Minea up on the right in the corner. Johnson, a dribble down the baseline from the right side. Doesn't go. Marino the rebound, and he's out and dribbling right away. Himself, two on two. Ball rattles around off two Classical defenders. Low to the court and out of bounds over the end line. It will be a Marblehead basketball. 6:41 to go in the first quarter. Marblehead leading by the point. 2-1. Bugler takes the inbounds pass. Left corner three. No. Rebound pulled down by Classical's Edwin Solis. Down court Rucker. Shut down by Marino of Marblehead. And they work it up top to Edwin Solis. A three. He's got it. Edwin Solis. First field goal of the night for Classical. Gives them a 4-2 lead. The three-pointer. Almost 2 minutes gone by in tonight's game. Johnson applying token backcourt pressure to the Magicians, bringing it up over midcourt from right to left. Marino left baseline, a three from the corner. Got it. Derek Marino of Marblehead. He's got all five of Marblehead's points. Johnson sneaks away for the lay-in for Lynn Classical. And it's 6-5 Rams on top. 2 minutes gone by. First quarter. Great to have you with us on this Friday night. Here's Marino taking a pass from Bo Millett. He's called for an offensive foul coming in on the left, right baseline. That will be the first foul on Marino. Of course, foul trouble, big, very big thing to keep an eye on here tonight. I see both principals are at tonight's game. Dan Bauer, here's a steal by Marblehead Bugler. Kicks it off for a three ball taken there by Seamus Keeney. No good. And Classical has the basketball as they start up court. This is Edwin Solis up top. Kicks it off for Eric Solis toward Johnson. Johnson to the take. Left baseline foul outside on the floor. The foul is on Classic English. Get a team right here, Bill. Marblehead's Justin Thea. Classical ball underneath their own basket from the end line. They kick it into the corner, now back up top. 5:23 to go, first quarter. Eric Solis off to Edwin Solis, right wing three. No, rebound Fea of Marblehead. Has it stripped away from him. Right back onto the basket go the Rams. A quick bucket there by Daryl Rucker. That's the kind of stuff that Mike Giardi might have mentioned in our pregame show. He can't let that stuff happen to the team. They started to inbound. They whistled it down, and now Marblehead will inbound. And again, Rams showing backcourt pressure here, but just be it token backcourt pressure. 8-5 our score. Classical leading Marblehead. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Marino, right wing down to Fea. Back to Marino on the baseline. Hooks a pass into the paint. Stolen by Classical. Here's Johnson to the basket. Off on the give and go now. Off for Manea. And back to the hoops is Eric Solis. Shot doesn't go. Here's Bugler back running the floor. Scoop lay in. What a take to the basket by Patrick Bugler. Right back as Classical the other way. Pull-up jump shot. Nailed it. Eric Solis. Oh, man. This is about what we expected here tonight. 10-7. Classical is leading. 4:20 to go first quarter. Marblehead. Seamus Keeney with it down in the corner to Fea. Back up top to Keeney. Has Bugler to his left, dribbles to the left, now gives to Marino. Bugler goes into the corner, goes baseline. The take, the drive, collision, no. No basket, no foul. Classical gets the ball. Here they come up court. There's a foul. A take to the basket by Daryl Rucker, drawing a foul, and he'll go back to the line for two more free throws. He has 3 points so far tonight. One of two from the free throw line and the field goal. That's a second foul now on Keeney. So here is Rucker of Classical at the line. Free throw is good. Getting another one. Fouled in the act of shooting. Early going here in tonight's game. Halfway through the first quarter. 4 minutes remain. Rucker to the basket to our right. Free throws in the air. He's got that one. Nice touch for Daryl Rucker of Lynn Classical High School. Into the game, Drew Galley for Marblehead in off the bench. Galley on the dribble up over midcourt to Millett. Off on the right to Fea, off the glass. No, rebound to Marino up. No, ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a Marblehead ball on the end line. Fea to inbound. His team is trailing here. 5 now, 12-7, first quarter. Fea to inbound. End line underneath for Marino. Way under the basket, goes off the glass, positioning himself, lays it in. Nice effort there by Marino. Down court, lay up, no, by Classical's Johnson. Back up court, here's Marino flying, pulls up, kicks a pass out in the right corner to Fea, back to Marino, goes up, he's fouled. Fouled in the act of passing was Marino, so it'll be just a Marblehead basketball on the end line. Bugler takes the inbounds pass in the corner. Three-point jump shot from there. He's got it. Left him alone a little too long out there. That ties the game at 12. Down left corner. A three from the corner by Johnson. No. Offensive board by Lynn Classical, and they pull it back out and set up. 3 minutes, 9 seconds to go. First quarter. Game tied at 12. Lynn Classical and Marblehead. Up top, Eric Solis, back to Johnson, Jalen Johnson, left wing. Goes to the foul line, comes to the basket, kicks a pass underneath. The shot didn't go for Edwin Solis. Good defense there by Marblehead. Here's Patrick Bugler over midcourt. He's fouled. A reach-in foul on Jalen Johnson of Lynn Classical High School. Nobody's in big foul trouble here, team-wise. It'll be a Marblehead basketball near sidelines here. Going into forecourt to our left, over midcourt, in forecourt. Thea to inbound to Bugler. Easy bounce pass to him from the sidelines. Up top to the middle he dribbles, and off on the right to Drew Galley. Back up to Bugler. Bounce pass in the paint to Millett. He's in. Shooting. No. Offensive board. Goes out of. No. Saved. And Millett has it. Saved by a Classical player, but it went to Marblehead. Game tied at 12. 2:25 to go. First quarter. Marblehead sets right back up offensively. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Zone defense. Marino left in the paint alone. Takes a pass. Turns and hits. A basket. Derek Marino having a good night here for Marblehead. Coach Giardi mentioning how offensively he's beginning to explode, maybe getting some spacing there. There's a three on the right wing by Manea. Doesn't go. Rebound Marblehead, leading by two. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Fay on the right wing. Off to Bugler. Bugler looks over at his coach, Mike Giardi. Has the ball stripped away. Gets it back. Good effort there by Bugler. Kicks a pass out left corner for Drew Galley. A three. No offensive board down in the corner. By Millett, tipping it to Galley, back to Marino in the paint. Off-balance shot, no. And Millett battles for the rebound, but we have a foul, and it's on Millett. Bo Millett getting a little too aggressive down there. Marino has really having a great year, and if he is able to have a great game here tonight, it bodes well for Marblehead. They do need a big game out of Derek Marino, and he's had big games this year. Somebody that's got the size, quickness as well, and plays the ball game hard on both ends of the court. Classical setting up. Here's a take to the basket. Now they kick a pass out into the corner. Do the Rams. Jalen Johnson comes to the basket. Shot blocked there. Altered by Millett. Off to Faya. Down court. Lay up. No, didn't get it. Underneath. Galley up and in. Offensive putback by Drew Galley of Marblehead. Football quarterback for the Magicians. That gives the Magicians a four-point lead, 16-12. Rucker on the right wing. Off in the middle for Eric Solis. Down in the corner for Johnson. Kicks a pass back up to Edwin Solis. On the right, Rucker up top to Eric Solis. Going on Bugler. A take. Shot didn't go. Little contact there. Follow-up is put in by Deontay Plouffe. His first points of the night. It's a two-point game. Under 40 seconds to go. First quarter. Galley throws it away. A steal. Back are the Rams. And a lay-in for Darryl Rucker. Now 23 seconds in a tie game to play in the first quarter. Millett takes a pass over midcourt. Charges to the basket straight down the middle. Marino tips it up. No, Marino again. Marino gets it one more time. Slapped away from him. Here's Bugler. A fade away. No. Ball free to Bugler. Bugler, 7 seconds, pulls it out. 6 seconds, outside left. Here's Marino, starting to the basket. Pull-up jumper. It's a three attempt. No. Rebound, Classical, and a furious finish to the first quarter. We're tied at 16 through one here in Marblehead. I'm Bill Newell, and you are listening to MSO News Sports.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
So we got the best in the north in Lynn Classical and the best in the south in Marblehead. Meeting here tonight in Marblehead and Boys Northeastern Conference Basketball. Marblehead winners of 16 straight games. They have not lost in conference play this year. They had two wins this week, one against Salem on Tuesday and last night against Swampscott. The team was 9-11 last year, missed qualifying for postseason. And this year, what a season they are having. In fact, both of these two teams are having fantastic years this year. So we're getting underway here. Marblehead will have the ball to start the second quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Galley out at near the center circle. Off for Bugler. Bugler slides, falls down, but gets a pass off. They kick it down in the corner. This is Marino coming in. Off balance. Got it. And he'll go to the line. Derek Marino. Marino with 11 points now in the first couple of ticks of the second quarter. 18-6 the score. Now he goes to the line for the three-point attempt. To the basket to our left. Free throw is no good. Rebound pulled down by Lynn Classical's Edwin Solis. Long down court pass off for Rucker left side. Rucker set up on the right a lot, but he's over on the left side now. Nice pass on a right baseline underneath to Deontay Plouffe, and Plouffe lays it in for his second bucket of the night, tying the game back up at 18. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports. Marino in the corner off for Galley. A strong take to the basket. Now he's a call for an offensive foul. He had kicked the pass out into the corner, did not take the shot, but the continuation gives him an offensive foul. That's our second offensive foul call here tonight. That's the sixth team foul on Marblehead. So the next one, and Lynn Classical will go into the 1-1. Just three team fouls on Lynn Classical here in the first half. I mentioned both principals here, Dan Bauer from Marblehead, and saw Gene Constantino for Lynn Classical High School. There's a three attempt in the right corner by Edwin Solis. His second three, he nails it. And that gives the Rams a 21-18 lead. Backcourt, almost a steal by Johnson. Here's Bugler off to Faya coming in. Tries to get it to Millett in the paint. Doesn't go. And Plouffe steals for Classical. Down court, Rucker. Strong take to the basket. Shot is redirected by Millett. But the Rams get the offensive board. They're attacking now. Left corner three, no. And the rebound, offensive board, put back up and in by Eric Solis. Oh, man. Good effort, Classical, on the offensive end that time. Relentless on the offensive boards and pressure. They've got a five-point lead again. Pass goes thrown away by Marblehead. Turnover. As they just had the ball over midcourt, threw it away into the left corner. And it'll be a Lynn Classical basketball in backcourt. Eric Solis inbounding to Jalen Johnson. Back to Solis, who eases his way up to midcourt and over the midcourt line in the middle. Off on the right to Johnson. Back to Solis in the corner. Left corner, left wing three by Edwin Solis. Doesn't go. Offensive board, though, outside by the Rams. Here's a take to the basket. A foul. Eric Solis with a strong take, drawing the foul. Seventh team foul. That foul is on Bugler. It's his first foul. And Eric Solis is at the line for two shots. Makes the first. He's got 5 points now. We'll share our broadcast plans with you early next week here for what comes up the rest of the way here. Here's the next one. It's good. We mentioned, we'll hear from Andrew O'Neill at the half here. Marblehead has a tournament here, the Brad Sheridan Memorial Tournament, next Monday and Wednesday here in Marblehead. And we'll tell you more about that just ahead at our half. While Lynn Classical is done after tonight's game until the MIAA playoffs. So a lot of teams are playing games next week in some tournaments. And so the Rams are going to have a long stretch of time off before the playoffs begin. Ball turned over by Marblehead. Classical has it back and they start up court. Jalen Johnson with it on the right wing. Picked up outside by Drew Galley. Zone defense here by Marblehead. Johnson gets a return pass from Edwin Solis. Johnson kicks it back off for Eric Solis. Into the paint he goes. Back off to Edwin. Coming strong baseline left to right. Now kicks a pass out on the right wing for Johnson. He goes up. No. As he dropped the pass off. Right back on the attack. Rucker. And the shot goes off after the shot clock horn went off. A shot clock violation, and Marblehead will have the ball. They are trailing 7 here with 5:28 to go first half. Marblehead trying to stay in contact here. They've had leads. They've trailed both here in this first half. Bugler, game was tied at 16 at the end of the first quarter. Marblehead's Keeney, Seamus Keeney with it on the left wing. Off for Faya. This is not a big lineup right now for Marblehead, even though Millett and Marino are both in the lineup. Pass to Marino, deflected, comes free. Classical goes, there's a foul. And A hard foul at that. And Rucker will go to the line. Right now he's kind of shaking it off. So the Rams will get the basketball back after this. Officials calling a hard foul, and looks like he had glasses, and those could be broken. .505 to go in the first half, 27-18. I think they're trying to find out whether Daryl Rucker can take these free throws or not. They're checking on his glasses. Looks like I'm looking at my scorebook here. Maybe I put the basket in the other block here. Four, seven, 10, 14, 16. No. I'm missing a bucket here in the second quarter for Classical High School. 27-18 our score, because they've got 27 up on the board here. So they've got a 9-point lead for Classical High School. Two free throws for Rucker. Makes the first. .28-18. You know, maybe he made that basket. Maybe that's what the deal here. Rucker must have hit that basket. And hold on 1 second here. Gordon Vincent of the Item is here, and Rucker did hit the basket, so he went to the line after the intentional foul or the hard foul, and he'd hit the one free throw instead of having two free throws for not making the basket, but he did make the basket. So that's our missing basket. And Lynn Classel, after that hard foul, gets the basketball back. A baseline shot, rattles around on the rim, doesn't go. Offensive rebound, though, by the Rams, and they pull it back out and set up again. Now a traveling violation against Lynn Classical. Jonathan Nicosia, the sophomore with the offensive board, just into the game for Classical High School. Marblehead taking a timeout here. They need it, I think. Good timeout by Coach Mike Giardi with 4:35 to play in the second quarter. 28-18, a 10-point Lynn Classical lead. Well, this winter, check out MSO Sports for new sports, for scores, feature interviews, and of course live game coverage on the North Shore with high school sports. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports, as well as on Facebook and Instagram. And you can always contact us by writing to us at msonewsports@gmail.com. msonewsports@gmail.com. MSO News Sports, featuring exclusive audio and video content with North Shore newsmakers from both local news and local sports. Here, Lynn Classical's had a very good second quarter here, breaking a 16-all tie at the end of the first quarter to outscore Marblehead in this quarter so far, 12-2. Just 2 points for Marblehead in the quarter, and that was a Derek Marino field goal. That's it. Marblehead with 18 fouls as well, so that means that Lynn Classical is in the 1-1 situation, the bonus situation here for the rest of the first half. Marblehead basketball, 4:30 to go, first half. Keeney with it, the Millet off to Faya, coming in left baseline, and Faya lays it in. Good spacing there by the Magicians. Faya down court, ball stolen. Keeney is fouled. Keeney stole it for Marblehead and then is fouled by Classical High School in the paint, trying to head back up court the other way. It'll be a Marblehead basketball. The foul on Johnson, his second foul. Keeney up over midcourt to Faya. Millet, Bugler, and Marino in the Marblehead lineup. Faya right side, Up top for Keeney. Keeney on the dribble. Kicks a pass off for Bugler, left wing outside the three-point arc. Back up top for Keeney. Two-hand fake pass down the middle. Off on the left for Bugler. Bugler inside the arc. Underneath Millett. Left block. Hit, put it in. Bo Millett with his first points of the night. Off the glass and in. 28-22, 3:46 to go. You understand Millett might have been a little under the weather heading into tonight's game, but is playing. That's just something to consider tonight, battling an illness here, but in the lineup and playing here tonight for Marblehead. Johnson to the foul line, kicks a pass out on the left side. Off force Eric Solis. Take underneath. No, for Kloop. Back up on the left wing. A three is good by Jalen Johnson. Oh, man. He went way back out on that left wing and nailed the three, and it's 31-22, 9-point Classical lead, 3:12 to go first half. Seamus Keeney with the basketball up top for Marblehead. Off on the left, Bugler. Marino left baseline in the paint tube. Millett turns off the glass. No. Rebound Classical. Just the one shot offensively for Marblehead, and then it's back down the other way for Classical High School. Plouffe off for Eric Solis. Up on the left wing, back to Eric, into the paint, fadeaway jumper, no, little air ball, and Faya gets the rebound. Off for Bugler, cross court left, coming to the basket, strong, off the glass, up, no, but Millett, the offensive board, back out, Bugler, right corner three, yes! Patrick Bugler with 8 points, two threes on the night, creeping Marblehead back to within 6 points here, 2:22 to go in the first half. Outside Johnson, a Classical three, no! Goes to the end line and out of bounds. Jonathan Nicosia tried to save it for Classical, put a good attempt up, but just couldn't save it on the end line. It'll be a Marblehead basketball coming back the other way. Gilbert Manea into the game for Classical High School. So they have Manea out there as well as Plouffe, Johnson, and the Solis brothers. Here's a take to the basket, and Millett lays it in. Millett with a dribble into the paint, and this time it hit it off the glass and in. It's a four-point game, 31-21. Plouffe left corner, up top for Edwin Solis. On the right, Johnson outside the arc. Cross, court pass down to the left corner, and Nicosia drains a three. Oh, my. Way out in the left corner. And took the pass from the right wing up top on the right. 34-27, Classical. Marblehead basketball, Keeney with it. Has Bugler to his right, puts a pass over there, back in to Keeney, on the left to Faya. Ball around the perimeter, down in the corner to Bugler, right side, back off to Keeney, back to Bugler, daylight for the three, he got it! Oh man, third three for Bugler, Classical calls timeout. It's a 4-point game with a minute 20 to go here in the first half. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports. It's Classical 34, Marblehead 30. Boys basketball from Marblehead in the second quarter on MSO News Sports.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Well, a special shout-out and thanks to all of our sponsors here for the 2016-17 school sports season. Hard to believe we're coming down the home stretch of the winter sports season. Of course, the tournaments are still ahead, probably starting in another week or so. A lot of tournaments next week. Some leagues continue into next week, but the Northeastern Conference is done, and it's just tournaments next week. Classical with the basketball to come back in after the timeout. A minute to go in the first half. Shot taken out on the right wing, doesn't go, falls over the end line. Last touch by Marblehead. It'll be a Classical ball. with 57 seconds to play. Into the game for Classical High School. Back in is Eric Solis. Going out is Deontay Plouffe. Classical inbound, left corner. It is Johnson doubled in the corner. Kicks a pass way out to Edwin Solis. Down in the corner, Johnson back to Solis. Up top on the right wing to Eric Solis. Kicks a pass out in the corner. Johnson gathers it in. And he kind of dribbles from the baseline, comes in as a foul. Oh, who is this on? Looks like it's on Millett. Not Millett. Oh, they're giving it to Faya. Justin Faya with his third foul. 40 seconds to go in the first half. Jalen Johnson at the line for the 1-1. He'll get the second. Jalen Johnson now with 6 points. Second one's in the air. He's got that. Make it 7 points. Marblehead basketball, they trail six. 36 seconds to go. First half, 24 on the shot clock. Just over 30 seconds on the game clock. A bump, a Classical foul. It's on Eric Solis. Outside, it'll be a Marblehead ball on the sidelines left. See, Millett will inbound. The big guy, the center on the left wing. Inbounds pass for Keeney. Keeney on the dribble on the right to Galley. Galley on the right wing looks back up top to Keeney. Millett flashing through the paint. Marino's down there as well on the right corner. 16 on the shot clock. Bugler to Millett back out in the corner. Keeney a three. Left side, no. His own rebound, though, on the baseline. Off for Millett. Back off on the right side for Galley. A jump shot, no. Back to Bugler. Pull-up jump shot from just inside the circle, no. Marino spins and hits it at the buzzer. An offensive board by Derek Marino, and that's what we talked about, how his body control is so good. He gets up close in the basket, squeezed it off. They are counting it, yes. There's a little doubt that was, he got it off. Boom, the shot went off. Then the buzzer went, and it was not a tie. It was clearly a good shot by Marino, and I'm just looking at the scoring here. So Marblehead has had a nice run to close out the second quarter after being outscored 12-2 early on in the second quarter after the game was tied at 16 at the end of the first quarter. Does that all make sense? Here's your score at the half. It is Lynn Classical 36, Marblehead 32. You're tuned to MSO News Sports. MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite.
talking Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peavey. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
We are joined by Andrew O'Neill, athletic director at Marblehead High School. And Andrew, the boys basketball team is really having an incredible year this year.
They are. Again, thank you for having me. Thank you for being here tonight. This is a big game for the boys against Lynn Classical. They are the boys are 17-2, 15-0 in the league, actually. And I think they've reeled off 15 straight wins, if I'm correct. But they're a lot of fun to watch. No superstars. They all work hard, and they play as a team.
I know. I was just talking to Tom Roundy a moment ago. He was hearkening back to the Buckholz Twins days, which goes back to the 80s with Brad Sheridan as coach, and I think Paul Moran was playing over at Swampscott. That's way before your time, Andrew. But on the other hand, and even those teams, I'm not sure they were undefeated team in the league. I kind of doubt it myself, to be quite honest with you. But so this is quite... And we'll see what happens tonight, but this is quite a feat that they have to shoot for here tonight.
It is. Last year they missed the tournament by one game. They lost a couple key pieces from last year's team, but coming into this year, I think they expected to make the tournament, but I don't know if they ever expected to win 17 games as of right now, with the potential of winning 20 regular season games with the Brad Sheridan Memorial Tournament starting next Monday.
All right, Coach, I know you have a few coaching hires, and one of them really is related to tonight's game. Mike Giardi, the basketball coach here, head coach, is also now taking over baseball duties here at the school.
On top of being the offensive coordinator for the football team, the boys basketball coach, Mike Giardi is the new boys varsity baseball coach of the high school. He takes over Jason Tarasuk. He did a tremendous job in his tenure here. And we're looking forward to it. He's got a lot of the same people from his basketball team on his football team that will be on the baseball team also.
I hope he does enjoy the coaching thing. You also have one other coaching hire, too, this week.
We did. We hired Tracy Ackerman to be the girls' tennis coach. She takes over for Kathy Castoldi, who coached the past two seasons. And the girls are returning after a 20-2 regular season last year, and falling to, I believe it was Concord-Carlisle in the state tournament last year.
What are the, you mentioned the Brad Sheridan tournament coming up next week. What are the dates of that off the top of your head here?
The Brad Sheridan Memorial Basketball Tournament is boys only this year. It starts Monday, February 20th, with Wakefield and Pope John beginning at 5, and Marblehead's playing Tewksbury High School at 7, and then Consolation is Wednesday, February 22nd at 5, and the championship game will be played Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Great. Okay. Anything else you want to share with us, Andrew?
No, thank you again for having us, for joining us here tonight, and we look forward to hopefully a great game.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Thanks for all your help, Andrew, and good luck the rest of the way. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Okay, that's Andrew O'Neill, athletic director at Marblehead High School, here with us on MSO News Sports.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender. MSONewsports.com. MSO Radio.
Marblehead's Derek Marino leads all scorers with 13 points at the half. Two classical players are in double digits. Jalen Johnson with 10 points and Darryl Rucker also with 10 points for Classical High School. Patrick Bugler has 11 points for Marblehead High School as well at the half. So the Magicians with two players in double digits. And just to reset things here, coming into tonight's game, Classical under Coach Tom Grasso, 17-3 on the year. Their one league loss was to Revere. They had two non-league losses, one of them to Everett. Marblehead, 16 straight wins coming into tonight's game. Earlier this week, they beat Salem 76-64. Last night, they beat Swampscott 66-42. They're 17-2 right now on the season. Their key players, Derek Marino, averaging 17 points per game, about four assists as well. With four assists and 15 points per game. Bo Millett with about 10 boards per game. Marino, a little under that, maybe nine rebounds per game. So both those guys are, or all those guys, very instrumental for Marblehead basketball. Classical High School, you know, they're scoring. Jalen Johnson, as I mentioned, with the 10 points. Darryl Rucker with the 10 points. And then Eric Solis with 6. Jonathan Nicosia with 3 points. And Deontay Plouffe with 4 points. Edwin Solis with 6 points. I don't know if I glossed over him or not. And we're just about ready to start the second half here in Marblehead. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports. Thanks so much for being with us. Classical will have the basketball at midcourt to start the second half. They'll work right to left here in the second half with the away green uniforms. White numbers with the gold trim. Marblehead with the home whites. Black numbers, black trim with red around those black numbers. Piping. And we're underway. Classical basketball. They calmly bring the ball up over midcourt. Gilbert Manea with it in the corner right side. Gets a return pass. Starts to the basket on the baseline. Off in the paint. And Eric Solis lays it in. First bucket of the second half. We're underway here. And it goes to Classical, 38-32, their lead. Pass to the paint is deflected. Good defense there by the Rams. Downcourt pass to Johnson. He lays it up and in. Jalen Johnson, 4 quick points for the Rams to start the second half. 40 seconds gone by. Double in the backcourt. Marblehead struggling. Here's Bugler to midcourt. Lost it out of bounds. It'll be a Classical basketball. Well, he had the ball slapped at. He went back for it and went off his fingertips out of bounds. Pretty much a full house, full crowd here tonight with those stands across the way. Maybe a few empty seats in one section. But pretty much the seating opened up on the far side across the way. Classical basketball into the paint. Kicking a pass back out on top. Edwin Solis in the corner, cross court right. Now back to Johnson up top. Johnson starts to the basket. Pass to the paint. Up, no. Plouffe shot, no. Rebound follow-up. Eric Solis, no. And Marblehead gets the rebound. Keeney with it up over midcourt on the right-hand dribble. Marblehead trails 8 here. 40-32 the score. Bugler with it outside. Off for Keeney. Underneath Marino goes up and he's fouled. So Marino will go to the foul line. Fouled in the act of shooting. Patrick Buechler coming over to talk to Coach Mike Giardi now. And Derek Marino is at the free throw line for the Magicians to shoot two shots here. Marino shooting to the basket to our right. Ball's up in the air. Free throw is good by Marino. Second free throw coming up for Marino. 40-33 the score. It is in the air. That's no good. Millett, the offensive board, goes back up and in. Well, that's not a bad scenario for the Magicians. A missed free throw, but an offensive board by Big Bo Millett. And he had the putback off the left of the glass and in. It's a five-point game. Classical with the basketball. Johnson with it on the near side. Two hands over his head looking at a zone defense. Here's Solis outside. Johnson with a take to the basket. A pass out on the left wing. Johnson, a three, no. Rebound batted out of bounds. It'll remain a classical basketball. Rams to inbound. Underneath their own basket. Johnson to do the inbounding. Two hands over his head. Ball up top. Works it off for Edwin Solis on the right wing. Up on the left. Down in the corner. Quick pass into the paint, stolen away. Pass didn't connect. Millett picked up the loose ball off for Buechler. And Buechler has it up top. 5.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Patrick Buechler. Pass on the right to Keeney outside. Millett at the foul line right, back out to Keeney. A three, no. Offensive board, Millett up, and he draws a foul. Foul maybe on Edwin Solis. Grabbing foul, a two-shot foul, and it is on Solis. That's his second for Edwin. That puts Millett back at the free throw line for Marblehead. Or to the free throw line, I should say. Missed the free throw. He'll have another. He has 6 points in tonight's game, two of them here in the second half. 40-35 our score. Marblehead trailing. Millett at the line. Marino and Fayen rebounding position for Marblehead. Millett hits the second one. 40-36, four-point game. Lynn Classical basketball. Johnson to midcourt. Kind of slow pace right now. Almost 3 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. Johnson outside. Strong take to the basket. Now kicks it back out. Here's Solis to pull up jump shot. And he's got it. Eric Solis with the 2 points there. And he has 4 points here in this quarter. 42-36, Lynn Classical. Keeney working on the outside. Has Fea to his right and Buechler way down in the left corner away from the ball, which is on the right side. Now the player's cutting through the paint. No one open there. Millett gets the ball right of the lane off for Marino. He goes up, lost the ball, had it stripped away from him. Down court, Classical High School. And the Rams set up. 4:20 to go. Third quarter. Rams by six. Johnson coming to the basket. Now out on the right wing. A shot. No. Johnson, the offensive, or Edwin Solis. Eric Solis, the offensive board, doesn't go. And now Millett gets it. Down court. Thea lays it in. Thea now with 4 points. Eric Solis off on the right wing. A three attempt, no. And we have a foul on the floor. Oh, and that's on Fea of Marblehead. And that's his fourth foul. So he'll check out. It'll be a classical basketball. Just this team second here in the half. Long inbounds pass. Comes down in the corner. Back over to Johnson, outside. Some time coming off the clock here. 3:40 to go, third quarter. 4-point lead. Pull-up jump shot, Johnson. In and out! And Drew Galley gets the rebound on the left baseline. Marblehead starting up court, trailing four. 42-38, 3:26 to play, third quarter. Down in the corner, Galley. Back up top to Keeney. Thea on the bench right now. Off on the left to Buechler. to Marino. Left corner jump shot. No from inside the three-point arc. Rebound tipped by Millett. Back for Keeney. Back to Millett. Jump shot. No from underneath. Offensive rebounding foul on someone on Marblehead. Oh, it's on Millett. Millett was there. That's his second foul. It'll be a classical basketball. Marblehead hanging tough here. Trying to go through the league season undefeated here. If they could win tonight, they accomplished that. They still have two more games in their tournament next week. Lynn Claskill with the basketball. Out on the perimeter. Edwin Solis exchanging with Johnson. And Johnson with a pull-up jump shot. A three. 45-38. Claskill tips the ball in the backcourt. Keeney gets it back off for Buechler. Strong take to the foul line. Now continues on. A bump. The layup. No. But a foul outside. Offensive foul on Buechler. It'll be a Claskill basketball. 2:37 to play. Third quarter. Rams exchanging the ball outside. Eric Solis over to Edwin on the left side. Johnson up top back to Edwin. Pass down in the corner back to Edwin Solis. A jump shot on the rim. No. Rebound pulled down by Marblehead. Here's Keeney starting up over midcourt. Keeney pulls up, stops, gives it off to Galley in the corner. Back up to Keeney on the wing. Marblehead trailing seven here. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Millett, foul line right. Looks to the basket, has his back to the basket. Now gives it off to Keeney. Foul line off on the left. Buechler, a three, left wing. It's short. Rebound tip. Claskill has it, though. Long down court. Pass to Eric Solis. Lays it up. No. Defense at the end by Seamus Keeney prevented that basket. The ball goes out of bounds. They're giving the ball to Claskill with a minute 51 to play, third quarter. Rams up seven. Eric Solis in the corner, back off to Johnson, right corner three, in and out. Offensive board, though, Rams shot, no. Millett altered it, foul. A foul on Claskill this time after the Marblehead rebound. Millett was right there. No one shooting here, just the third team foul on Claskill High School. You're tuned to MSO News Sports. Thanks for being with us on this Friday night. Hope you all you folks with the schools have a great vacation week coming up. Marino off on the left corner. Buechler, a three. He got it. Kind of rattled for a moment and then went in. And Marblehead trails three and a timeout has been called. 45-41 our score with a minute 29 to play in tonight's third quarter. Listen to North Shore Sports Night Monday nights at 7 with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. And also MSO News Sports delivers a local radio newscast daily on our North Shore Today post. North Shore Today features audio, photos, text news updates as well. Have weekend scores for you as well on the website. You can follow us on Twitter. Hope you do that at MSO News Sports. At MSO News Sports for the latest updates throughout the day. On a variety of different things. Congratulations, Dan Connors, the new football coach at Essex Tech. And earlier we were talking here about how Mike Giardi was named this week the new baseball coach at Marblehead, replacing Jason Tarasuik. Tarasuik doing a great job as a Marblehead baseball coach over the years. So Giardi is now a three-season coach here in Marblehead. Offensive coordinator in football in the fall. Of course, head basketball coach here for boys basketball in the winter and in the spring. Now head baseball coach at Marblehead. Of course, he played high school baseball for Salem High School. Played football at Harvard, and he was drafted, I believe, by the Yankees years ago. Yankee organization. 45-41. Edwin Solis, three attempt, no. Millett, the rebound, and on the right baseline. In backcourt, here's Buechler to midcourt and over midcourt on the left. On the right to Keeney. Keeney on the dribble, left-hand dribble. kind of taking over as the point guard. As we've seen Bugler do a lot of off-guard stuff here tonight for the Marblehead offense. Here's Keeney, straight on three attempt. No. Offensive board, Millett pulls it down, kicks it back out. Bugler, a three, left wing. No, he was feeling it for a while. Offensive board pulled down by Drew Galley, way outside. Here's Bugler back on the attack. Off-balance runner off the glass and in. Patrick Bugler. Bugler now with 16 points on the night. It's a two-point game. Classical has it stripped free. Millett stripped it away from Edwin Solis. Down court. Keeney, and for the layup, no. Seamus Keeney. And an off-rebounding foul. I think it's going to go on Drew Galley of Marblehead. Two-point game, and Classical will have the basketball. 45-43. Seamus Keeney in the lineup. Bo Millett, Derek Marino, Patrick Bugler, and Drew Galley. Johnson just checking out now for Classical High School. Jalen Johnson into the game. Jonathan Nicosia bringing the basketball over midcourt for the Rams is Edwin Solis. Eric Solis is off to his right side. Down on the left wing, Daryl Rucker takes the pass back up to Edwin, playing a point right now. Playing the big guy, Millett, trying to isolate him with the foul trouble. Drives to the basket. Edwin Solis with the drive and the take. Nice effort there. And there's the buzzer ending the third quarter. Through three, it is Lynn Classical 47, Marblehead 43 on MSO News Sports.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Welcome back to Marblehead. Ready for the fourth quarter. We're just underway. Classical is leading 47-43. Marblehead has the basketball. Derek Marino with it left corner. Millett back to Marino coming in left baseline off balance. It was Seamus. Yeah, it was Marino. Marino on the take goes down, draws a foul. And he will go to the foul line to shoot two. That is the third foul on Edwin Solis. Derek Marino at the free throw line for Marblehead here in the fourth quarter now. Free throw is good. Marino had 13 at the half. Only got 1 point in the third quarter. Or 2 points, rather, the bucket. 15-16 now. Ball's in the air. There's 17 for Marino. So he's had another big game for Marblehead, and regardless of what happens here tonight, it's a two-point advantage for Lynn Classical. 7.5 minutes to play, fourth quarter. Here's Johnson with a take. One on three off the around the rim and out. Went through three Marblehead defenders, got a shot off, went around the rim and out. Marblehead back on the attack underneath Marino. Alone lays it in. Marino, what great spacing underneath. Took a pass, used his body, put his right arm way out, and kind of kind of like a little baby hook underneath the basket for the lay-in to tie the game at 47. This is the closest that, well, the, obviously a tie is close. It's a tie, but Marblehead's been trailing here since the second quarter, actually, since the start of the second quarter. Edwin Solis, a three for Classical High School. Solis now with, let's see, 11 points on the night. Marblehead basketball up by three is Classical. Keeney off on the right. Drew Galley, a right wing three. No, offense, a defensive rebound pulled down by Eric Solis of Classical High School. He keeps it, lets everyone go ahead of him, and he comes over midcourt on the dribble. Guarded by Bugler, Marblehead a man defense here. Off for Eric Solis, takes it down the paint, kicks a pass out on the left corner, a three, no. Millett with the rebound, but he's out of bounds. A three was taken there by Daryl Rucker of Classical High School. Bo Millett talking with the official, feeling the call should go the other way. Rams lead three, 50-47 here in Marblehead. Inbounds pass goes to Edwin Solis, goes baseline, beats a man, kicks it off to Eric Solis underneath, off the glass, no. Good effort, though. Bugler, the rebound for Marblehead. Flying up court. Now pulls it out on the left. Picked up there by Eric Solis. Back off on the right. Marino in. Shot redirected. Good defensive play there by Classical High School's Daryl Rucker. That was a sure two, the way Marino plays. But he altered that shot and blocked it. What a play. Classical back on the attack. Johnson, right corner. Off for Edwin Solis. Strong take to the basket. Off-balance shot. No, the follow-up. No. Good rebound by Millett. Millett making a difference right now on those boards, both ends of the court. May not have a lot of points here, as we see he has 7 points in the game tonight. But, man, he is making a difference on the boards, both ends of the court. He'll inbound here. And, again, we mentioned that he was a little under the weather. They weren't sure he was going to start tonight, but he did. Here's Bugler, right wing, off on the left for Millett. His shovel is a pass. And it's taken away by Solis. Edwin Solis. Off to Eric Solis. Take to the paint and into the near the rim. Puts it off the glass. It doesn't go. Some missed layups here for Classical High School. Now Bugler has it stripped away. Ball saved. Loose in the corner. Marino gets it. He'll try to start back to the basket. Gives it off for Bugler. A three. No. And Edwin Solis pulls down the rebound. With the dribble himself, his team leads three with 5 minutes to go. Classical 50, Marblehead 47. Just under 5 minutes to play in the basketball game. Marblehead without a league loss this year. Classical with just the one. Here's a take to the basket. They're in two different divisions. Foul as Daryl Rucker took it to the hole. So Rucker will go to the free throw line. Rucker had 10 points at the half. Did not score in the third quarter. Now finds himself at the free throw line where he is 4 of 5 tonight. Daryl Rucker of Classical High School. Right foot slightly ahead of the left. Right hand free throw to the basket to our left. Swish. 4 minutes, 44 seconds to play in the game. Rucker, Johnson, Plouffe in the lineup for Classical High School. Rucker's second one is good, all net. 52-47, back up to a 5-point lead. Marblehead had tied it at 47 here a moment ago. Here's Bugler over midcourt. Take to the basket, a pushing foul. That'll be the sixth team foul on Classical High School. It'll be an inbound underneath. One more, and they go into the bonus. Wait a minute here. Inbounds pass. There's a foul. A shooting foul. Send Marino to the free throw line. Quick pass to Marino. Right off the inbounds pass, just to the right of the cylinder. Put a shot up right away. Drew the foul. So Marino shoots two at the free throw line. He hit two in a row just a moment ago. This one's in the air. No good. Derek Marino of Marblehead High School will try another. 4:34 to play in the basketball game. Had the early start here tonight. It was supposed to start at 6. Classical had some bus issues, so they got here a little bit late, so the game started at 6:15. Free throw in the air, and that's no good. So Marino misses two free throws, And Marblehead remains down 5 here in the fourth quarter. Almost halfway through the fourth quarter. Looks like they might be trying to clear out for Johnson to go on Thea, who has 4 fouls off on the left side. Comes back up top for Classical's Bogovac. Off for Solis, Eric Solis. Here's a take to the basket. Rucker, it's on the rim, and he got it, and he fell to the floor. He drew a foul. What a take by Rucker, and Rucker's having a very good game here for Classical High School tonight. Daryl Rucker. Rucker now with 14 points, goes for the three-point play here for Classical High School. 54-47 with 4:05 to play in the contest. Free throw to our left for the three-point play. No good. Rebound, Derek Marino skying for it for Marblehead. Pulls it down and gives it to Seamus Keeney. On the left for Bugler, back in the middle to Keeney. Approaches midcourt, comes over midcourt. Off on the right, Thea underneath to Millett to Marino. Off the glass, no, but he went to the. He will go to the foul line again. Bogovac saying, Alec Bogovac, 6'3 senior, saying, what, me? But that's who it is. Oh, no, wait a minute. Yeah, it's on him. 18 fouls now on Classical. That could play a role coming down the stretch if they go into a double bonus situation here. Marino hits the first of two. Derek Marino of Marblehead. Marblehead back to within 6 now, 54-48. Second free throw in the air. That's no good. Rebound is Classical's Dante Plouffe. Off for Johnson in the backcourt. 3:44 to go in the basketball game. Johnson going on Fea, going to the basket. Dishes off underneath for a layup and missed. Plouffe had it on the rim and it just fell off to the near side left. Off to Marino. Pull up three short. Millett saves it. And Millett is held. So Millett will go to the foul line here on the 1-1. Oh, wait a minute. Fouls the other way. My mistake. Classical will go to the free throw line. Didn't see either fouls here. I didn't. So going to the foul line will be Daryl Rucker of Classical High School for the 1-1. Team's changing up, making some changes here. Marino, Fea, Millett, Zacchini, and Bugler in the lineup. And here is Rucker for the 1-1. First end of it. Gets it and will have the bonus. Daryl Rucker. And 12, 14, 15 points for Rucker. Next one's in the air, and he's got that one too. 56-48. Classical leading by 8 points here. Here's Keeney over midcourt. Pass off on the right for Fea to Bugler up top, way outside. Time running down here for Marblehead. Millett at the foul line, backs his way into the paint, off the glass, no defensive rebound by Classical High School. Plouffe with the boards for the Rams. Rams leading 56-48. Good high school basketball game here tonight, no matter how it ends up. Here's Edwin Solis, trying to gain some speed up top, now stops his dribble out on the wing, pass stolen by Bugler. Bugler going on Johnson, a shot goes up, no defensive rebound and a Marblehead foul. Fea could not stop himself. Ran into the back of the Classical rebounder and will go back and shoot fouls at the other end. That's 5 on Fea, so he goes. Tough one for him, but it was the right call because Fea was just coming down and could not control himself. Both teams with 8 team fouls now. Eric Solis is at the line for Lynn Classical. Solis with 10 points here. He had 4 in the third quarter. So Solis, first end. See if he'll get the bonus here. His first of the 1-1. He's got the first. He'll go to the line for the second now. 57-48, 9-point Classical lead. It'll be a significant comeback if Marblehead gets back into this game. Second one is good. make it a 10-point game with 2:44 to play on free throws by Eric Solis. Big free throws, timeout call. And we'll take it with the score. Classical 58, Marblehead 48 here in the fourth quarter with 2:44 to play.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South, Peabody, SarkisianSports.com. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
Back in Marblehead, I'm Bill Newell, and it's Lynn Claskell leading Marblehead 58-48, and probably the biggest NEC boys basketball game of the season here, and it's right here live on MSO News Sports tonight. Here's Patrick Bugler of Marblehead. His team trails 10 over midcourt to Drew Galley, off to Bugler on the left, to Millett in the paint, goes up, puts it around the rim, no, off defensive rebound, pulled down there by Claskell's Daryl Rucker. Stolen, though, off to Millett, and he lays it in. Big, big break there for Marblehead. They steal it in backcourt. Here's another steal. Marino steals a pass. He'll go strong to the basket. Blocking foul, and Marino will go back to the free throw line. 58-50, an 8-point game, 2:16 to play. We've had some offensive foul calls, and there's no doubt Marino was determined to go to the basket. But it goes the other way. This one goes against Claskell, and Marino goes to the line for two shots. Free throws in the air, and he doesn't get that one. ...58-50, Marino, one more free throw, fouled in the act of shooting. This one's in the air, he's got it. Derek Marino with the free throw, double team in backcourt, off for Eric Solis, going on Marino, comes over midcourt, comes to the basket, rolls, and throws it away. Millett set up for the charge. There was a collision, there was no call, but they kick a pass out and it goes out of bounds. Coach Tom Grassa up off the bench, I think he's calling the timeout, as they've kind of made some mistakes here in the last 30 seconds of this game. 58-51 timeout. Marblehead trailing 7. Again, Claskell, what a season they've had. 17-3, just one league loss. That coming to Revere, a very close game. And they will admit they probably felt they didn't play all that well in that game. But Revere's had a very good season themselves in a different kind of way, as they've had some injuries this year. But I think they were at full strength that night. But they beat Classical. And Marblehead, on the other hand, has won 16 straight games. They have not lost in the league, but they play in the South Division. And they had two wins already this week against Salem on Tuesday, Swampscott last night. And here they come in 17-2. Tom Grassa, head coach at Classical High School. Mike Giardi, head coach at Marblehead. It'll be a Marblehead basketball in backcourt sidelines, about 15 feet away from the midcourt line. Ball inbounding on the near side. Millett to inbound, has Bugler in the backcourt. 2 minutes, 8 seconds to play. Bugler takes the inbounds pass on the bounce. Starts over midcourt to the left side. Off to Keeney in the corner, comes up on the wing to the dribble. Off for Marino in the corner. Millett left of the lane, back to Marino coming in baseline. A runner, foul. And Marino will go back to the line. Foul, I think, on Plouffe. Marino going to the line for Marblehead. Two shots. Makes the first. 58-52. Next one's in the air, and that is good. 58-53. Five-point game. Inbounds pass. Loose. Plouffe gets it. Now they steal it. Marblehead stole it. Bugler down in the right corner. Gallia three. In and out. Gallia's own rebound. Cross-court pass on the left of three. Keeney nails it. Keeney a three. His first points of the night. It's a two-point game. Classical to midcourt. Off for Rucker to Johnson. 1:27 to play. Wow. Oh, my. Classical taking a couple of breaths offensively here, holding the ball. Rucker left wing. Back up top Johnson. Johnson going on Bugler. Back off to Rucker. A three. No. Rebound. Out of bounds. It'll be a Classical ball. It was Marino who almost grabbed that ball, but it just went off his fingertips out of bounds. Two-point game. Substitution here for Classical. Plouffe going out and Gilbert Manea coming in. Two-point game, 58-56. Classical leads the inbound. Ball up high. Manea upside for Rucker. Drops it off for Johnson. Running time off the clock. 57 seconds left in the game. 19 on their shot clock. A two-point game. Johnson backs it way out. Now Johnson starts to the basket. 12 on the shot clock. It's tipped free by Keeney. A steal. Marblehead, two on two. Back off for Marino. He's up, and it's off the rim. No, Marino again. Up, and no. Rebound, Galley of Marblehead. Now it's stolen by Johnson. Johnson with a take to the basket. Missed it. Marblehead rebound. They're down two. 27 seconds to play. Down, the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a Marblehead ball tipped out of bounds. I'm looking at Coach Giardi. Just put a smile on his face. Oh, my. 23.8 seconds to play. 22 on the shot clock, so that's really a non-factor here. Game clock, shot clock, identical more or less. And it's a two-point game. So Marblehead, I'm just looking. You've got to look at this. A tie or lead. Underneath, you've got guys who can take it to the basket, such as Bugler and Marino. And then you have guys that can pull up and take a three. Patrick Bugler has four of them tonight. Seamus Keeney just hit his first of the night a moment ago. And it's a two-point game. 58-56. It's like the Super Bowl almost. Not that kind of a comeback, but what a finish. Both teams talking it over now. Will be Drew Galley inbounding for Marblehead on the sidelines. Galley to inbound underneath for Marino. He lays it in for the 2 points. We're tied at 58. 17 seconds left. A quick inbounds pass from the left sidelines off on the right, and Marino was free, and he laid it in. 58 all. 8 seconds. Classical's Johnson outside. Outside the arc. Edwin Solis to the arc. A three. Got it! With 1.3 seconds to play. Now point four. There'll be a second or so left. Edwin Solis with a three. Oh, man. It looked like he might be struggling, as if he might not be able to get a shot off. But then, bam, just eased off a three. Edwin Solis of Classical High School. Are they saying it's a two? Oh, there it is. They got the extra point up. Okay. Oh, man. Edwin Solis. 1.6 seconds show on the clock. I think that's really about right. As the basket was made, you could probably make an argument for 1.4. But that's the situation. It's a three-point classical lead with 1.6 seconds to play. And Marblehead will have the basketball on the end line after a made basket. So they could run the end line. And no matter what happens here tonight, both teams are going to have very good seasons and very good seedings in the state tournament. This is Derek Marino to inbound for Marblehead. Down by 3 points with 1.6 seconds to play. Marino, baseball pass down court, and it goes out of bounds. And it'll be a classical basketball not touched. And not touched means that the ball will be inbounded all the way back underneath the basket. Now Marblehead will call another timeout. Strategy here. Your Marblehead, really what you need, if you're classical, you just need to find somebody open to get the ball to them so they can make a touch. Even if they deflect the ball, put it on the floor, whatever they do, just make a touch and just make sure that they can find somebody open wherever they are on the court. So that's what classical has to do. And, of course, what Marblehead will want to do is try to steal the ball on the fly, catch it, and shoot. But they've got a – this is almost an impossible situation. So still, since the ball was heaved by Marino on the end line, length of the court, not touched by anyone, goes over the opposite end line to our right, there's still 1.6 seconds showing on the clock in now a three-point game, 61-58 classical. But how about Edwin Solis? Cool, calm, three-point drain from the top of the circle. With that 1.6 seconds to play in a tie game. And again, a situation that looked like for a moment, just reading even the facial expressions on Solis, that he might be struggling to get a shot off that he liked. So here's Solis to inbound, Edwin Solis. Tonight's late night hero for classical. Late game hero. Solis to inbounds. Two-hand pass. Touched and a foul. 0.3 seconds to play. Johnson on the inbound. And we're shooting fouls here. So a made foul shot makes it a two-possession game. 0.3 seconds to play. So we're in a 1-1. Or are we? No, we're in the double bonus here. No, we're in the 1-1. Nine fouls for classical. Free throw by Johnson is no good. Rebound, Bo Millett heaves it. Missed it. I'd had a shot on that. Johnson misses the free throw. And we've come to the end of the game. 61-58, our final score. We'll be back with our recap just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South, Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Just to tell you the full story, apparently they credited Giardi with a timeout with 0.2 seconds to play. So while we were at the commercial break, Marblehead had the impossibility of inbounding the ball and then throwing it three-quarter court for the final shot to possibly tie the game, but it did not come close. In fact, they didn't even have time to get the shot off. The official waved it off. So that's our final score, 61-58. Big crowd here, big happiness here below us for Classical High School with a big win tonight over Marblehead. For Marblehead, they were led by 24 points from Derek Marino, 16 from Patrick Bugler, 9 from Bo Millett, 4 from Justin Fea, 3 from Seamus Keeney, and Drew Galley with 2. Classical High School, a huge 3 at the end by Edwin Solis, 14 points, Jalen Johnson with 15, Daryl Rucker with 16, Eric Solis with 12, Deontay Plouffe with 4, Jonathan Nicosia with 3. So our game high score was Derek Marino. Classical's high score was Daryl Rucker. What a game he had tonight. Edwin Solis, Jalen Johnson with 15 and Edwin Solis with 14. And it is Classical beating Marblehead here tonight, 61-58. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm Bill Newell. This is final records here now. Classical improves to 18-3 on the year. Their season is done except for postseason, which will start in about a week or so. Marblehead plays in their tournament Monday, Wednesday nights here in Marblehead. They fall to 17-3 on the season. That's it. Our final score again. Classical 61, Marblehead 58. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.